more Jesus.
I need just a little more Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, I need just a little more Jesus.
I need just a little more Jesus
to help me along the way.
Good Sunday morning. You're listening to Twyla Southall and LJ Renee with What Does the Lord Say? This is Christian Talk Radio, here to challenge the status quo. If you keep doing what you're doing, you'll keep getting what you're getting. But if you want to see a change, if you want a spiritual revolution, if you need a spiritual renewal, stay with us. We are here to inspire, to inform, and to challenge you to consider what does the Lord say regarding life's issues. Visit our website for information on how you can join us for morning prayer, access previous podcasts of this broadcast, or you can even now access and download this podcast in iTunes. There is also information to follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, or even sponsor this show. Visit our website at www.whatdoesthelordsay.com. We would love to hear from you.
There's a question that was asked of one of the radio listeners. What is the difference between a broken heart and a wounded spirit?
That's a great question, and it's actually what we're going to talk about today. So we will get into that in the furtherance of the discussion. But basically, a wounded spirit is that which requires a spiritual healing, and the brokenness is sometimes that which is used by God to draw us closer to Him through humbling ourselves under His mighty hand. But either way, God does not reject the broken and He does not reject the wounded. He heals the broken and He heals the wounded. So let's talk about God healing the broken and the wounded.
Psalms 147 verses 1 through 3 says, "Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart and bind up their wounds." Today we're going to talk about God heals the broken and the wounded.
Unfortunately, this is a topic that every single believer can relate to. And the truth is, tragedy and affliction and oppressiveness comes into the lives of believers and unbelievers equally. It's a matter of how you deal with it and what you do when it comes into your life. But into each life, some rain is going to fall, and you are going to experience some level of brokenness in God. You will experience a time when you go through being wounded in your spirit. And what we want to talk about and share with you today is from our life experience and from that in the scriptures, how that brokenness and that woundedness leads you or can lead you to a closer place in Christ Jesus. Because as the scripture says, God is so faithful to heal the broken in heart and so gracious to bind up their wounds. The good thing about God is that there's nothing you're going through that drives you from His presence, nothing that you're enduring that causes Him to withdraw from you. But even when you are wounded, even when you are broken, even when you're at your wit's end, feeling outcast and destitute, God will draw you closer to Himself that He may heal you. And the good news is He can heal you.
Amen. God can heal a broken heart. He can mend a wounded spirit. I believe that this is something that's so upon God's heart even today, because there's so many people who are hurting and they're not getting any answers. If you look in the world today, a lot of things that are going on, the anger, the rage, the bitterness, the unforgiveness, the shootings, the violence, is because people are hurting and they have been wounded in their spirit. And this wound could have occurred when these individuals, when they're younger, a door had been opened, or they experienced some kind of trauma or hurt that they seem to not get over, and what happens as they become an adult, their relationships are hindered. They have problems relating to other people. They have problems relating to their spouse. They have problems relating to their boss. There's always seems to be some type of rumbling in their relationships. And as we find, it's because they have had that wounded spirit. Something in their life has caused them to have this outward manifestation of brokenness or a woundedness. And so one day I heard in my spirit the Lord singing even to me, saying that he can heal a broken hearted. He said, I can mend a wounded spirit. And so as I began to meditate on these two things, a broken heart and a wounded spirit, I had an opportunity to look at a television program where there was a lady on there who had expressed rage and bitterness as a result. She began to deflect her hurt upon other people and began to start blaming other people. The Lord says that is a wounded spirit. And as I meditated upon that, I could tell by some of the symptoms that is described, even with a person that have a wounded spirit, she was exhibiting just those type of behaviors. And so we could first look at a person and call them crazy or schizophrenic or bipolar. But the thing is this woman, I believe, has suffered so much hurt in her life, even from her childhood, that she became bitter. She was in a rage. She was unforgiving. People are wounded in their spirit and they are in need of help. The only healing power there is through Jesus Christ, who was wounded for our transgressions.
The Hebrew word for wounded means stricken or scourged, or when someone is smitten or to smite them. In your spirit, that inner part of you, that once it is wounded, once it is afflicted, once it is stricken or scourged or smitten, it's going to take the healing salve of Jesus Christ to be able to make you whole. Proverbs 18:14 says like this, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear it? There is that infirmity that you have that your own spirit can, as the Bible says, physician, heal thyself. You can bring yourself back from some wounds and some infirmities. But when your spirit becomes wounded, no one is able to bear it. It takes God himself to come see about you. What it does is that wounded spirit, as you were talking, it produces that self-pity and that bitterness in your heart. And then you have a negative mindset and you're out to do harm to people who you think are the cause for the woundedness that you feel in your spirit. Some of the reasons why people become wounded in their spirit is they suffer through rejection, be it as a child or as an adult. What happens is that it opens up a doorway, and then it begins to allow suppression and oppression and possession in a spiritual place in your life that the natural man cannot tend to or heal. It takes a spiritual healing to heal you when you have been spiritually wounded. And a wounded spirit is a spiritual wound that requires a spiritual healing.
When a person is rejected, it looks like to them that every person rejects them. They operate under the guise that this person does not like them, or eventually this person is going to turn on them. So they begin to push them away. We used to have a term, so you get them before they get you. And that's the mentality, the mindset. I will get rid of them before they get rid of me. It could be in a family relationship. And we see this often, and even in our readings, when sometimes even the wound, when a child is not welcomed, or when a child is not the expected gender, then that person begins to reject that child even in the wound. Rejection can occur even while the child is in the wound. The rejections not only is turned outwardly, but also inwardly. Maybe sometimes people reject even themselves. They feel like they're not worthy. They feel that they can't measure up to other people, or they're always thinking negative even about themselves. They can't even accept a compliment, or when someone tries to hug them, they kind of shrug away from it because they're not used to the touch, or they're not used to someone hugging hugging them because they mistrust them or they distrust them. That's all the attributes of a person that has been rejected. And we all have been rejected in some way or another. But this rejection has come to a point where it just influences that person's behavior and that person's lifestyle. And that when they begin to even get into relationships, it's maybe sometimes they think this won't last. Or when a person is really trying to show them their love, that they reject it because it reminds them of someone else that have rejected them. So
it's a grievous wound in your spirit, and it's hard to move beyond because you're looking at everything through these filters that everybody's out to get you and nobody means you good. And every time something happens, you take that hurt and that wound and you apply it to this situation and this person, even though they have nothing to do with anything. And you say, see, I was talking to someone recently and I told them that they probably need deliverance at this point because now they're looking through the eyes of hurt and being grievously wounded. And now everywhere they go, there's a problem. And every church they go to, there's a problem. And I said, if you go to every church and there's a problem, the problem is probably not the church. The problem is probably you, because now you're putting this on every job and every church and every relationship. The problem is you. And so you have to look inward. And unfortunately, these are things that require spiritual healing because mm-hmm. you have allowed them. It's almost like when you have surgery and they cut deep into the surface of your body. They have to break the skin and go down through the surface, and they begin to surgically do things inside of you. And if the physician is careless and leaves a tool or an instrument there, and he sews you back up, and later on, weeks or months later, you begin to experience problems, and they'll do an x-ray and they'll say there's something deep in there that looks like it's foreign to what's supposed to be there, and they have to open you up and surgically extract it because that's how it got there. The same spiritually, there's something it's like a foreign entity that has gotten into your spirit, and it's not supposed to be there. You're not supposed to be bitter. You're not supposed to be angry all the time. You're not supposed to be the victim. You're not supposed to walk around loathing and in hatred all the time. And because it took a surgical implantation from the enemy to put that in your spirit, it's going to take God. But be very encouraged, because God can and will do this, but it's going to take the surgical hand of God to get it out. But he said his word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, any medical device, any scalpel, anything that you would need to do the surgery. And he said it will go down into the bone and the marrow. It will get between the parts of your heart and discern between your intents and your motives. The word of God can surgically reach that which has been implanted through some antibody and surgically remove that bitterness and that anger, that rejection and that fear, and every other evil spirit that has taken root in you, and get it out of you. You don't have to live this way. You don't have to go this way. Not another day, not another hour. If you want to be healed, the Bible says of Jesus, you quoted this earlier, that he was wounded for our transgressions. He has already taken your grief and bore your transgressions. And if you want to be healed, he is here to heal you, even if it requires a spiritual surgery to heal the wounded in your spirit.
It's just like you were saying earlier, in those situations, and you're talking about an instrument being left in a body after surgery, really it takes an x-ray to be able to identify exactly what is in your body. It's not something that you can, it can.
And that's the spiritual discernment.
Right. It is something you cannot, in the natural, you cannot see it without the x-ray, a deeper examination of what it is. You can think about what it is, and how many times have we thought that we were going through one thing and it's the result of something else. So what happens is
you misdiagnose it because you're looking through the eyes of the flesh.
The eyes of the flesh. You're absolutely right. When you humble yourself under God's hand and said, Lord, what is it with me? Why am I going? Why am I can't seem to hold relationships. And when he began to start showing you these things, the thing that we are to do is to humble ourselves underneath his mighty hand by going through his word.
There are two major types of wounds, some that are penetrating and some that are non-penetrating. Did it break the surface of your skin, of your dermis? And the thing about it is when you have a wound, and we're talking about the kind that are deeply penetrating, grievous wounds, there is a risk of infection. Well, when your spirit is wounded, it has infected the other parts of you. It has infected the way you think. It has infected the way you speak. It has infected your outlook and uplook on life. It has infected every part of you. And if you are not careful, it wants to infect your future by robbing you of the very things God has for you. But God has sent us this morning to share a word of encouragement with you, to let you know that he will get into wherever that wound is and do a surgical extraction and remove every part of the infection, leaving nothing behind, so that when he gets done, the song used to say, won't he make you clean inside? When he gets done, you will be clean from the inside out. He will remove from you everything that is causing the pain that you experience, that keeps you up at night, that causes you to go to the doctor and the doctor can't find any physical problems with you. He will find it for you, extricate it, and heal you. You've been going to the psychiatrist. They cannot heal you of things that are spiritual. You've been taking pills, but they will not heal you of things that are spiritual. They will get you over for a time. But then you wonder, why does it keep coming back? Why is it on every job? Why is it in every church? Why does it occur in every relationship? Because there is a wound that is so deep and it's spiritual. And the only way to be healed is to let God extricate and heal you, cleanse you and wash you and thoroughly make you over in those areas that have been wounded.
When he begins to pinpoint those particular areas in your life, I can say that it is not something that you just welcome. It hurts. But one thing that I can tell you is this, that if you walk with God through this whole process, that you will come through on the other side. There are other people that God placed in your life that will be able to help you and walk you through this situation that you have experienced. And you know, sometimes it will take you going back and verbally asking someone to forgive you for what you have done. You know, sometimes it will require you just to even sit silently with yourself and just you and God, that, well, he is able to mend that brokenness or that wound in you. God is able to put that salve on you to heal you, so that you begin to see things clearly. When you are wounded, you don't see things as clear as you should. You're always thinking that someone is out to get you, or that there's always some type of disturbance with you and that person. But when God begins to start dealing with that wound, it might hurt for a little while, but you'll find yourself, it's get easier and easier to bear, where it will come to the point it will not bother you anymore. A lot of times when you look at a person that has been physically wounded, it may be through a gunshot or a surgery or something like that, and you look, that person, after a while, they're healed, and the only thing that you see is that little mark right there. That's an indication that there was surgery done in that spot. God wants to make sure that you are healed and set free. God says that he loves you with an everlasting love. He said there is nothing too hard or too impossible for him to do. He is saying that he is really the only one that's able to heal you. And like you were saying before, many times we go to psychologists and we go to nutritionists to find out what's going on in our bodies. But God is saying this thing that is going on in your body is going to take the hand of God.
Because it's in your spirit.
It's in your spirit, and it's affecting your soulish realms.
Amen.
It's affecting your emotions. It is affecting what you desire. It is affecting your thoughts, and it's affecting every part of your soulish realm. And it's even affecting your will, your ability to even be obedient to God, giving you the ability to make right decisions. A lot of times, when you keep making the wrong decisions, and I've heard women say this so often, you know, or we ask, why do you keep selecting the wrong man? It's because of that wound that is there that has not been healed before. And you go back to the things that are just common to you, but they end up hurting you over and over again because you're looking in the same places for love. But God is saying, even right now, he said that he's able to heal you.
God can heal you. He can deliver. He can mend your brokenness. He has a miracle fit for your needs. Once you trust him, you will receive.
But I have a message for you today. That when you leave here, won't be the same. So you tell me, you've been to your physician. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and oh, your soul. Oh, yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah. And he can mend a broken
heart. He can mend your brokenness.
He has
a miracle to fit your needs.
Won't you trust?
Won't you trust him?
Oh, then you will receive. About the situation.
Broken, but I am healed. So you tell me you've been to a physician. Remember, we said that many times you go to the physician, but they really just can't tell you what's going on. It says, look at you. There have been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's throne. There's healing for your mind, your body, and your soul. God is good.
Amen. And in Proverbs 17, verse 22, it says, a merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. I don't know about you, but I absolutely love this scripture because I love to laugh and I love to be happy. And I know that a merry heart is like medicine, nothing like a good laugh, but a broken spirit dries the bones. And I know that I have had times when I felt like my bones were aching. It was because I was deficient in certain vitamins, but I felt like my bones were aching. And the only way I could describe it, it's like a toothache in the bones. A broken spirit dries the bones. When your bones are dried, it sucks the very life out of you. At least with a broken heart, you're in a position, if you let God handle it properly, you're in a position where it can produce humility in you and give you a teachable spirit. I mean, God loves the brokenhearted, and God will draw nigh to the brokenhearted, and it makes you a more tender and compassionate person, and even one that would be a joy to be around because you have experienced brokenness and you can relate to that which others go through. With the same compassion God has healed you, you can go back and reach someone else.
When I look at the word brokenness, and even as it relates to in the spirit, it talks about what the things, the sacrifice that God loves is the broken and contrite spirit. A person realized that they are broken before before God. They realize that they have done something wrong, and they come into agreement with God. Like when you are have committed sin and says, Lord, I have sinned. And you confess those things before the Lord.
Our brokenness brings us to the end of ourselves. And when we come to the end of ourselves, we are at the beginning of where God wants us, because you do have to empty out yourself that you might come before God and let him fill you with all of him. It's no more you, but all about Christ. And I mean, that's what we see with Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane when he says, not my will, but thy will, O Lord, be done. He's coming to the end of his humanity and allowing the divinity of Christ to take over. You have to come to the end of yourself where it is no longer you, but all about Christ. And when you are there, you are considered broken. When Joseph went through, he had to at some point come to the end of himself and be broken that he might be used by God. When Jesus, even before he multiplied the fish and the loaves, he lifted it up before God and he blessed it and he broke it. You have to be broken that God might bless you, that he might elevate or multiply you in the things that he has for you.
When you acknowledge that you are wrong or you have been wrong before the Lord, it's saying, God, you know what? Your word is true. I have sinned. Matter of fact, David says, I have sinned against you and you alone. And that's what brokenness brings us to, that we recognize that we have done something wrong, not necessarily against another man, although it might be true, but we recognize that we have grieved God's heart. In Psalms 119, it talks about when David said, it was good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. When you are broken, you become teachable before the Lord. You are allowing him to open you up and that you're beginning to learn the right way of doing things. And then the other part of that verse says, the law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Matter of fact, you know, it says even in Psalms 19, it says the law of the Lord is perfect. And you know, when you begin to start studying the word of God, you will find out that his law is perfect, that his law.
And his law is his word.
His law, the law is his word, and the law is eternal, and it has eternal value. And also, it says in that scripture, it says that once you have been converted, once you've been afflicted, you know what the Bible says about it, you trust God, then you turn around and you go and help someone else out of their affliction.
Amen. And it gets us back to where we started in Psalms 147:3. And that is the good news, that whether you have been wounded in your spirit, grievously wounded, in need of surgical healing, or broken to the point where you're, all of you is laid on the floor and you need someone to pick up the broken pieces, the good news is that God heals the broken in heart and God binds up the wounds. Amen. Jesus has come to bind up your brokenness, to heal up your woundedness. If you will open up to him and let him in, Jesus can heal you. Jesus can fix you. Jesus can deliver you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for your word. Lord, we ask that, Lord, that you would heal as you've done with us. Heal those who are broken and have a contrite spirit. Father, heal those who are wounded, dear Father. O God, who have suffered through so many things, O God, that they're now bitter and angry and unforgiving, O Father God. That, Lord, that they can live a life and live it more abundantly, O God. It is your word, as it says in Psalms 19, that your word, dear Father, is perfect, converting the soul, and the testimony of the Lord is sure and maketh wise the simple. Father, draw us all by your word, dear Father, that we may receive of you, O God, that sure word, that word that will break, dear Father God, every stronghold, O God, that will break, dear Father God, every purpose of the enemy. Father, in the name of Jesus, we do thank you.
We thank you for tuning in. You have been listening to Twyla Southall and LJ Renee with What Does the Lord Say? For information on this program, on how you can subscribe to or access previous podcasts of this broadcast, visit our website at www.whatdoesthelordsay.com. Until next time.
Jesus,
I need just a little more Jesus.
I need